Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
And you're still holding on to my heart. And now it's 1, 2, I love you. 3, 4, let's have one more. 5, 6, I wouldn't miss a day of this for all the treasure on the ocean floor. 1, 2, I love you. 3, 4, let's shut the door. 5, 6, kiss after kiss. I can't wait to hold you once
more. Michelle Franzen. Police are responding to a shooting incident at a Texas high school in the Dallas area, the second shooting incident in the past year at that school.
According to Dallas schools, police responded to a shooting at Wilmer Hutchins High School. Students could be seen coming out of the school. Police were outside with long guns. This student came out.
We're just in a foyer, a few students in there just talking. And all of a sudden, it got quiet, and you just hearing gunshots.
Police haven't said what led up to the shooting. Multiple ambulances responded to the high school. Alex Stone, EBC News.
At a town hall in Fort Madison, Iowa today, Senator Chuck Grassley fielded questions on tariffs and deportations. One resident shouting if Grassley was going to bring back the man mistakenly deported to a prison in El Salvador. Grassley says it's not within Congress's power and suggested the Supreme Court ruling ordering the Trump administration to facilitate his return does not apply to El Salvador. It's tax day. If you haven't filed your return, you have until midnight. This is ABC News. Jury selection began today for the new sex assault trial of disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein. He's already serving time in a separate case in California, but awaiting trial in New York. His previous New York conviction was overturned. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Prospective jurors who've been excused include an actor who once played a prosecutor on TV. Harvey Weinstein's first trial was probably the biggest moment of the Me Too movement, and his defense now is hoping that sentiments, times, politics have changed to give him perhaps a different outcome.
Today at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris.
Merci.
French President Emmanuel Macron holding a ceremony and thanking and honoring the hundreds of carpenters, artisans, and officials who helped during the years-long restoration of the cathedral. A fire tore through the iconic landmark 6 years ago on this day. It reopened to the public in December. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock wants to remind you that deer accidents shouldn't cost you a lot of dough. Give Ryan a call to ensure you're not paying the big bucks at 583-0105.
Clear and chilly with widespread frost tonight, a low of 27. Northwest winds tapering to 3 to 5 miles per hour. Wednesday, a great spring day with a high of 58. Partly cloudy, not as cold Wednesday night, a low of 37. 63 Thursday with a 40% chance of showers in the afternoon. That chance increases to 70% at night. And Friday, near 70 with scattered showers likely.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
WRCO 100.9.
Thank you.
waiting for. You keep checking over your shoulder, like somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home, mama. And that drink he didn't buy, I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one, I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
He's sure as hell ain't.
He's sure as hell ain't. Judging by the way you just smile, I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but is he upside? I can give you move on somewhere to go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing, girl, listen. I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one, I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't, he sure as hell ain't.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Juicy Georgia peach and some faded blue denim. Jumping in the Wranglers, barely getting in.
Thicker than a rack, thicker than a hair, thicker than a is about feeling all kinds of things. You want to feel healthy, sure. But you also want to feel heard and understood, valued, even, well, loved. That's what we want, too. We're Amplify Health, and we think the best way to care for someone is to care about them. That's why all our treatments include a little empathy. Welcome to healthcare that's all about caring. Welcome to Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Gary here.
We get exclusive deals like $1,200 off any phone plus $500 off any tablet. It's a celebration so big, it feels like they wrote a hype song just for me.
Go, Gary! Go, Gary!
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Dance on over to U.S. Cellular and Richland Center for our parking lot party this Saturday from 11 to 3. Get free lunch from Chef's Hideout Food Truck, giveaways, prizes, and more.
It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. If you love working outdoors and take pride in a job well done, they have part-time and full-time positions available. Whether you're looking for 40 hours a week or a flexible schedule, there's an opportunity for you. Call 608-935-3639 extension 1201 or visit thehouseontherock.com to learn more. Join the team and help keep the House on the Rock Resort looking its best.
The Ithaca Lions Club is gearing up for its annual auction May 18th, and they're looking for auction items. This is a great opportunity for community members to sell used items while supporting a meaningful cause. The Lions are accepting consignments of lawn and garden equipment, household items, and agricultural machinery. Those looking to have their items included in the auction listing must call by May 7th to secure a spot. For more information or to add items to the auction lineup, contact Dick Hauser at 585-4808 or 574-1688. Dean Reinhardt at 604-4692 or Fred Fry at 585-2921. Mark your calendars and get ready for a fantastic day of bidding at the Ithaca Lions Auction on May 18th.
Now more than ever, it is important to keep your home safe. Did you know that most people who misuse prescription drugs got them from the medicine cabinet of a friend or family member? National Drug Takeback Day is Saturday, April 26th from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Richland Center Police Department, 470 South Main Street in Richland Center. This is a perfect time to get rid of old and unused medications. You can safely dispose of those medications at one of the four permanent medication drop box locations located at Richland County Sheriff's Department, Richland Center Municipal Building, Center Pharmacy in Richland Center, and the Viola Village Hall. If you do not have access to one of those locations, don't worry. Just put wet coffee grounds or wet kitty litter into a plastic bag. Mix in the medication, seal it up, and throw it into your household trash. It's that simple. This is one crisis we have the power to control. This message is sponsored by the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but not everyone has a full bowl to start their morning. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Right now, our local food pantry needs your help. Donate a box of cereal today and we'll match it, doubling the impact for families in need. Any brand, any kind, every box makes a difference. Drop off your donation at Julie Karen State Farm. Together, we can fill every bowl and fuel every morning. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Two new public health vending machines in Iowa County are now offering free wellness supplies 24/7. Get Narcan, fentanyl test strips, pregnancy tests, condoms, hygiene kits, first aid supplies, gun locks, bottled water, and more completely free. Find them at 303 West Chapel Street in Dodgeville next to the flagpole and 345 West Street in Arena through the front porch door. Take what you need, no questions asked. Stay safe, stay healthy.
100.9 WRCO. It is 15 minutes after 4 o'clock. Today's Paul Harvey program is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Utter Brothers combining a love for quality and a passion for community, creating a welcoming spot for family and friends to gather, enjoy, and make sweet memories together.
Now, the rest of the story. It was the summer of 1914 and the world was at war. The Germans had what they believed was a winning strategy. They called it the Schlieffen Plan. Implemented almost immediately after the war's outbreak, it had been designed to hold the Russians at bay in the east with a token force while moving west to capture Paris. And the Schlieffen Plan might have worked, except for the French army's unique ingenuity. You know, Germany's apparent eagerness to surround herself with enemies is a continuing source of amazement to students of European political science. As in World War I. In the first place, Germany entered the war as an ally of Austria-Hungary, acquired all that country's enemies right from the start, in addition to which there were long-standing animosities relating to previous wars. And by August 1914, Germany was tangling with Russia on an eastern front. But that was all right, because Germany had this thing called the Schlieffen Plan. You already know what it was, a stalemate in the east, then cross Belgium, invade France, and take Paris. And once France had been conquered, German troops could return to the eastern front and throw everything at Russia. So Russia would fall, Great Britain would be stranded, forced to negotiate with Germany, the Schlieffen Plan. And it was well underway. So even though the Russians were fighting a bit more fiercely than the Germans had predicted, and even though the Belgians were resisting more vigorously than had been anticipated, the Russians were at least held at bay, and Paris was not far away. So, it's September. The Germans are pressing southward with the French in retreat. The French army has made a stubborn stand, although with insufficient forces. And the Germans, well, they're not so certain of the French army's vulnerability, so they pause to evaluate this new situation. So for the French, it was now or never. In Paris, French officers hastily assembled reserves and volunteers. An entire division arrived in town by train, so now they had the troops. 50,000 of them, but no way to get them to the front. Well, history records that the Schlieffen Plan came to a bitter end at the Battle of the Marne, that those 50,000 soldiers did make it to the front, did repel the German invaders, and, of course, ultimately Germany lost. Because the French had defended themselves successfully, the German momentum was spent, the French began to advance, and soon German forces were in full retreat. Now, I don't know what would have happened if those 50,000 French troops had not been deployed swiftly enough from Paris to the front. But because they were, the tide of the war was reversed. And it was ingenuity, particularly French, that saved France. Because when no other transportation was available, a pragmatic French officer suggested that he and his 50,000 troops supplement their insufficient number of army vehicles with 2,000 civilian vehicles. The French, wouldn't you know, in that showdown crisis, hailed taxi cabs. And so in thousands of taxi cabs, they got to the war on time. Now, you know the rest of the story.
Get ready for a flavor explosion at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. From crispy cheese curds to juicy cheeseburgers, every bite is a delight. You won't want to miss the hot ham and cheese or the classic BLT. Feeling adventurous? Grab some corn dog nuggets or mini tacos for a fun twist. And for those who love a crunch, don't forget about the crispy chicken sandwich and onion rings. Utter Brothers Creamery has something for everyone. Call 608-391-3120 to learn more and come on in for a tasty treat.
Sometimes it feels like the world's gone insane. So much sorrow, too much pain. Trying to wrap my head around what can't be explained. Makes a body weak and you're so drained. I look out and it's so gray. Think I'll never find my way. But I'll keep searching for sunlight on these blue
about what can't wait. Too much good here, so much great. If we work as one, you know it's not too late. This is not our destiny, not our fate. Well, I look out and it's so great. I guess I'll never find my way. But I'll keep searching for sunlight. The nights grow long, praying for a rainbow, some magic in a song. Shed another tear for all that it's worth. Pour another drink, I guess it won't hurt. Waiting on a world of change. Have we all just lost our searching for sunlight on these blue tequila nights.
Las comunidades fuertes comienzan con hogares fuertes. Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin. Stronger communities start with strong homes. Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is working to revitalize neighborhoods through housing support, community programs, and financial resources. We're committed to making our communities a better place to live, work, and grow. Join us in building a brighter future. Call 608-647-4949 today.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center. WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Leah Granzo Insurance Agency of Boscobel, your American Family Insurance Agents, insurance designed with you in mind. Clearing clouds and crashing cold tonight with a low of 28, winds northwest 5 to 15. Calm, comfortable, and bright tomorrow, high 60, and partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 40. Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny. The winds are out of the east-southeast at 9 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 53 degrees.
This is Leah with Rooney & Associates, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in the Boscobel and surrounding communities, our agency would love to see what we can do for you. We specialize in home, auto, umbrella, and life insurance. Give us a call, stop by our office in Boscobel, or visit our website at leahrooneyagency.com for your insurance needs today. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Madison City Clerk resigned 1 month after being placed on paid leave. Mary Beth Witzel Bell was under investigation into why nearly 200 absentee ballots cast in the November election were never counted. A release from the City of Madison says Witzel Bell was first appointed to the position in 2006 and oversaw more than 60 elections. The city clerk's office announced in late December that absentee ballots from three wards were never counted, but that would not have changed the results of any race. The Wisconsin Elections Commission voted last month to depose Witzel Bell, and a liberal law firm has filed a class action lawsuit against the city and Dane County on behalf of Madison voters. Johnson Block & Company Incorporated, certified public accountants, presented the 2023-24 audit to the Richland School Board at Monday night's meeting. The scope of the audit included all funds and activities of the district. For the year ending June 30th, 2024, the district expended $2,311,423 of federal funds. The fund balance as of June 30th was $5,761,088. The fund balance is used by the district for working capital and cash flow purposes and to limit the amount of borrowing the district would otherwise incur. The report also showed the breakdown of revenue sources. The most significant revenue from local sources was property taxes, totaling $9,710,162. Property tax revenue is controlled by state revenue limits and is apportioned to the general debt service and community service funds. The most significant revenue from state sources is equalization aid, totaling $10,015,689. Approximately 38% of the district's governmental fund revenues come from this source. The district has fully complied with state revenue limitation regulations with a levy of $9,710,162 for 2023-24. The equalized valuation of the district, as certified by the Wisconsin Department of Revenue, is $1,064,710,758. The total general obligation debt outstanding as of June 30th was $5,375,000. The debt capacity remaining is 95%. In action at the meeting, the board approved unanimously to accept the resignation of Jennifer Judd as an intermediate teacher at the conclusion of the current school year. The hiring of David Trapon for the 2025-26 school year as a math teacher. The hiring of Elise Fletterer and Brianna Robson for the 2025-26 school year as cross-categorical teachers. Revisions to Policy 5460 concerning graduation requirements effective immediately and retroactive to July 1, 2023. The old policy included language which allowed 7th and 8th grade students to earn credit towards a high school diploma. Since the 7th and 8th graders are now part of the Richland Center High School, the practice had continued to be followed. However, the language was omitted when the new policies were adopted. Because there are students who took a high school class taught by a certified high school teacher in a core subject area of English, social studies, math, or science, the revision ensures students who took high school courses as 7th or 8th graders will receive the proper credit. Business manager John Bosworth also reported to the board that the district has benefited from the current market. Each year, as part of the transportation contract with Cobison, the district is responsible for securing vehicle propane to fuel buses. This propane is prepaid for the estimated usage in the school year being considered. The estimated usage will be 52,000 gallons. Premier Cooperative has given a quote of $1.399 a gallon for a total of $72,748. There is a state tax for a total of $11,752. The total cost to the district will be $1.63 a gallon. This is a savings of around 17.5 cents a gallon. The district anticipates an auto gas rebate credit of $18,972. The anticipated cost for 52,000 gallons of LP fuel for the 2025-26 school year is $65,528. The bad news is that the auto gas rebate program is likely to end with the new U.S. administration's changes to grant programs. Also approved unanimously were the distinguished staff criteria, revisions to the 2025-26 employee handbook, private school transportation, policy updates to the NEOLA subscription, and the donation of carnations to the partner school from Added Touch Floral. The Richland School Board also approved revisions to the 2025-26 student handbook on a 6-to-1 vote with Scott Bailing, Aaron Unbehan, Neil Huntemer, Robin Dickman, Sheila Troxell, and Lee Van Landite voting in favor, and Brady Doudna voting against. A Richland Center man was injured in a crash in Vernon County. Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports that at approximately 4:45 Sunday, the Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center was notified of a single vehicle rollover on County Road D east of Hall Road in rural Westby. Ralph E. Smalley, 62, of Richland Center, was traveling west on County Road D when he experienced a suspected medical episode. The vehicle left the roadway on a curve, traveled down an embankment, struck trees, overturned, and came to rest on its roof. Smalley was able to exit the vehicle on his own and was transported to Vernon Memorial Health Care in Viroqua by Lafarge Area Ambulance. Also assisting the sheriff's office at the scene were the Lafarge Fire Department and the Wisconsin State Patrol. A homicide in Dane County is being investigated. Sheriff's deputies responding to a home in the village of Blue Mounds late Monday morning found a 54-year-old woman with serious injuries that eventually led to her death. A 31-year-old woman who drove away from the scene was apprehended and is considered a person of interest. The relationship between the two is unknown. The medical examiner will determine the cause and manner of the victim's death.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care and now has a new facility to complement its great care. Reputation. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Today's vinyl statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Shelby Jean Thingvold, age 87, died Friday at Bethel Oaks Memory Care in Viroqua. A service will be held Thursday at 11 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel with burial in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel Thursday from 9 to 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to Bethel Oaks Memory Care in Viroqua or St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. The Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel is assisting the family of Shelby Jean Thingvold, age 87. Catherine L. Steiner, 73, of Jefferson, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. Graveside services will follow at the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Catherine L. Steiner, 73, of Jefferson. Lawrence Jean, Larry Keller, 75, of Linden Station, died Sunday at the Sauk County Health Care Center. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 11 at St. Anthony Catholic Church in Germantown. Burial with military rites will follow at St. Anthony's Cemetery. Friends may call at St. Anthony Church Monday from 9:30 until 10:45. It was Larry's wish to have a flannel funeral. Everyone is encouraged to dig out their favorite flannel shirt and wear it to the service. In lieu of flowers, the family would suggest making a memorial to your favorite charity. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family of Lawrence Jean, Larry Keller, 75, of Linden Station. Donna Jean Meyer, 83, of Sextonville, died Friday at home. Funeral services will be held next Tuesday, April 22nd at 11 o'clock at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Sextonville Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 4 until 7 and again at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church next Tuesday, April 22nd from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. Donna Jean Meyer, 83, of Sextonville. Patricia A. Pat Alt, 82, of Lone Rock, died Saturday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A funeral mass will be held Tuesday, April 22nd at 11 o'clock at Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Lone Rock, with burial in the St. John the Evangelist Cemetery in Spring Green. Friends may call at Sacred Heart Catholic Church Monday from 4 to 7 with a rosary at 3:30, and again next Tuesday, April 22nd from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Patricia A., Pat Alt, 82, of Lone Rock. Steve Madsen, 75, died unexpectedly Friday. A family celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Steve Mattson, age 75. John R. Biba, 87 of Castle Rock Ridge, died Friday at home. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Wednesday, April 23rd, at St. John Nepomuk Catholic Church, with burial to follow in the St. John Nepomuk Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Tuesday, April 22nd, from 4 until 7, with a rosary to be prayed at 3:45. Friends may also call at St. John Nepomuk Catholic Church Wednesday, April 23rd, from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to St. John Nepomuk Cemetery or Grant County Hospice. John R. Biba, 87 of Castle Rock Ridge. Faye Blado, 82 of Boscobel, died Thursday at Boscobel Care and Rehab. Funeral services will be held Wednesday, April 23rd at 11 o'clock at Five Points Lutheran Church, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at Five Points Lutheran Church Wednesday, April 23rd, from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Faye Blado, 88 of Boscobel. Ronald B. Stanek, 95 of Henrietta Township, died Friday in Beloit. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, May 10th, from 1 until 3 at the Nazarene Outreach Center in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Souls Creek Cemetery at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Ronald B. Stanek, 95 of Henrietta Township. Jerry Melvin Noble, age 71, died unexpectedly Saturday at the UW Health University Hospital in Madison. No services will be held. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center assisted the family with arrangements for Jerry Melvin Noble, age 71.
Selling your home, it's one of the biggest financial decisions you'll ever make. You could go it alone, trying to navigate market trends, determine fair pricing, and tackle tricky negotiations on your own. You could second guess every decision, wondering if you're doing it right. Then there's the showings, the offers, and the mountain of paperwork. Or you could work with the expertise of a Realtor, here to guide and help protect as you make your next big move. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors, right by you.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Gary here.
We get exclusive deals like $1,200 off any phone plus $500 off any tablet. It's a celebration so big, it feels like they wrote a hype song just for me.
Go, Gary! Go, Gary!
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Dance on over to U.S. Cellular and Richland Center for our parking lot party this Saturday from 11 to 3. Get free lunch from Chef's Hideout Food Truck, giveaways, prizes, and more.
With planting season just around the corner, now is the time to check fuel off your list. Meyer Oil and LP of Reedsburg offers flexible delivery schedules and competitive pricing on diesel fuel, gasoline, and bulk lubes. Keep your operation running smoothly with reliable service from a name you can trust. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 608-524-3914 and fuel up for a successful season.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Well, another windy day today with a cloudy start with pockets of sunshine now starting to peak out. Still a bit breezy, though, with winds out of the northwest around 25 miles per hour. And tonight, they'll actually start to ease. As clouds continue to clear, temperatures will crash cold, down to the upper 20s. So widespread frost is expected early in the morning. Otherwise, it'll be a calm and comfortable day with plenty of sunshine, bright and beautiful, high temperatures tapping 60. Get outside and enjoy it. It's honestly the best day of the week. We see a few clouds start to build in for tomorrow night. Low temperatures dip to around 40. And for Thursday, we'll start off with some sunshine, but more and more clouds as the day wears on and becoming breezy again. But this time, the winds will be out of the south, warming us up a little bit to highs in the mid-60s. Now, of course, that's with a system moving in, low pressures bringing in the warmth, and showers are likely by night. Once around the other side of the warm front, though, for Friday, it's going to be kind of dreary and dark, overcast with occasional showers, but high temperatures flirting with 70. Now, of course, with that kind of heat, we do have a chance for a thunderstorm. A cold front moves through behind the warm front and could spark those up. But behind it, very comfortable and pleasant. It'll be partly sunny on Saturday, dry with highs in the upper 50s. We stay dry for Sunday, too. Clouds start to increase through the afternoon, high temperatures right back to the upper 50s. Winds becoming breezy by night, with more rain rolling in as another system lines up. It'll bring rain Sunday night and into our Monday. It'll be cloudy and a breezy start to the week, with periods of rain likely and highs still staying stuck to the upper 50s. But if you ask me, it's kind of mild and comfortable. I could do without the rain, but we do need the grass to green up. That'll eliminate the high fire danger that we've been in. We've got the dry winds, the dry conditions, the dead vegetation. We could use the rain. April showers bring May flowers, right? Hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly cloudy and 55 degrees, which is also our daytime high, and after a morning low of 36. Last year's high was 56, and we received 3 1/107 inch of rain. Record high set back in 2002 is 88 degrees, with a record low of 20 that was set back on three different dates, 1957, 2014, and 2020. Last year's high was 75 with a low of 47. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:44. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:18. Winds are out of the east-southeast at 11 miles per hour. Our barometer is at 30.01, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 55 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment, plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
What do you look for in an insurance agency? Is it service or premium or both? Those are two good reasons to call Schwartz Insurance for your insurance protection. With Schwartz Insurance, you'll have a local person to help you find the right coverage for your agribusiness, personal, and business insurance, and a local person to answer any questions and help you deal with any issues that may arise. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual Insurance want you to be sure you have the best protection at the best cost. Call 647-8891 for Peace of Mind Insurance Protection.
Crawford County is proud to host the 78th Ellis and Dairyland Finals, May 15th through the 17th. Experience a weekend celebrating our state's rich agricultural heritage. Friday night is a Wisconsin product showcase in Gay's Mills. The excitement culminates Saturday with a dinner at the historic Dousman House, followed by the selection of the 78th Ellis and Dairyland at the Prairie du Chien Performing Area Arts Center. Learn more and get your tickets now at AliceandDairyland.com. Celebrate Wisconsin agriculture with us in Crawford County.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
With April being Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Month, it's important to remember that all pets deserve to be well cared for, having not only a loving home, but also a knowledgeable, caring veterinarian. The Okooch Mound Humane Society suggests the following questions to ask when selecting a vet for your pet. Are they familiar with the types of pets that you have? Are they willing to take the time to answer questions and explain procedures in an easily understandable way? Do they practice preventative medicine and handle your pets gently? And finally, is their facility clean, easy to get to, and available in case of emergency? All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
Good afternoon and welcome to High School Sports. Today we have more softball for you as the Richland Center Hornets are playing host to the River Valley Blackhawks in Southwest Wisconsin Conference softball. We have the call coming up, a look at the schedule, and we'll hear from the head coaches about this year's respective clubs on the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do. Vitesnik Power
Sports. On the schedule tonight, Ithaca Weston's track teams are at Brookwood's Invitational after being at River Ridge last night. So Ithaca Weston track teams are very well traveled this week. Riverdale is currently hosting Fenimore in baseball action from the SWAL, and the River Valley baseball team makes a short road trip to Wisconsin Heights High School this evening. The Richland Center golf team is playing at a quad. Prairie du Chien is the site. Richland Center is at Weston in area baseball. Also coming up this evening, Richland Center is playing host to River Valley in girls soccer. That's at Avitus Rip Field going on today. And soon we'll be taking you to softball action at the Richland Center softball diamond. The Hornets are playing host to the Blackhawks. This is the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show. All-American Do It Center is your source for landscaping materials. Finance your home's curb appeal with bulk loads of mulch, sand, dirt, or landscaping stone. And don't forget that they deliver. Plus, they have bagged mulch, landscape block, pavers, and edgers. Enjoy that patio or deck with new composite decking or a new pellet grill. Don't forget the rental center with equipment and tools to help you get the project done. Get your landscaping products now at All-American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center. All-American.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most, For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Brewhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brewhaha Roasters coffee today.
This is the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show. We lead toward game time as Richland Center plays host to River Valley. Richland Center coach Jamie Gander took over the program this year and looks forward to the season.
New coaching staff, new kids, a lot of young kids jumping into some new spots, and just getting those reps, you know, is important this time of year. And it'll look good going into Lancaster here Thursday night and see what we can do.
Talk about your team a little bit. It's made up a couple of senior leaders, I understand.
Yeah, Chloe Darling and Carly Meaden. I think they were both all-conference kids last year. And we got Maddie McGlynn, who's jumped in and did a very good job. She's our catcher. Chloe's at first, Carly's at second. Chloe's also doing some pitching for us, so we're getting some great leadership out of those seniors.
You're getting some young players in there as well that haven't played to the varsity level, correct?
Yeah, quite a few. You know, our juniors really, for the most part, a couple of them had some varsity experience last year, but as a whole, it was mainly those two seniors and then those other girls trickled in and out from what I heard. And then, you know, we do have a freshman pitcher, Kyrie Fisher, that's doing very good for us. And Ava Martin, a sophomore in right field, and then it's pretty much made up of a couple other, Savannah Rossell at second base, and we got Abigail Williams in center, and Tatum Razick in left, and J.C. Gander at third. So,
sounds like you got a good group of all classes represented for the Hornets this year.
We do, yeah, and the nice part is, you know, that we keep telling the JV and the varsity girls every night, the varsity girls, keep your spot, you know, keep playing, working hard, but those JV girls are pushing. We got a great young crew on JV that's had a really good win last night again, so they're getting pushed hard. Greg Shep's helping with them. Liz Forehand, who was a player just a few years ago, took that JV head coaching job. Greg's helping her, and then I also have Jackie Dravick and Dave Darling helping me, along with Janet Fisher.
Are the numbers pretty good for those out for the sport?
Yeah, we got 22 out right now. You know, my goal this year was to keep that at that spot and add some maybe next year. You know, we're going to lose those five seniors, but you know, I think we got a few incoming eighth graders that can come in and help us next year, and numbers look good. It's hard because several teams in the conference just aren't able to field a JV team, full JV team, and we're fortunate we can.
Hornets softball coach Jamie Gander on the pregame show from WRCO Sports.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
You work hard. Making the right choice for lunch isn't hard. The Phoenix Center opens at 11 Monday through Sunday with all your lunchtime favorites. Burgers, salads, terrific appetizers, specialty sandwiches, wraps, and more. Easy in, easy out. The Phoenix Center is the perfect way to break up the day. Can't get away for lunch? Let the team at the Phoenix Center serve you a great meal tonight, including the world-famous Phoenix Center Pizza. Call ahead at 649-7469 for carryout from the Phoenix Center in Richland Center.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
St. John's Catholic School in Spring Green and St. Luke's Catholic School in Plain offer small class sizes, innovative learning opportunities, and a fun atmosphere for each and every student. The pre-K through 8th grade year of schooling is the stepping stone to a bright future for all students. Consider St. John's in Spring Green or St. Luke's in Plain. Happy to serve your children with a quality education and a lifetime friendship. Call 588-2021 or 546-2963 for more info today.
River Valley coach Jane Briel joins us on WRCO Sports.
You know, we took one on the chin against Dodgeville on Thursday night, and I think that's okay. I think, you know, we figured a lot of things out, and we talked to the kids about some spots that need to get better, and it's early, but, you know, unfortunately we were forced to play game number two of the season as a conference game because we weren't able to get three or four of our non-conference games in beforehand.
Yeah, that was too bad that you had to play Dodgeville right out of the gate. But, again, it does show you where you're at, doesn't it?
It does. I think it's okay to start with a team like that. You know, last year we snuck one or two out against them, and this year they snuck this first one out. It was a nine-inning ball game, a good ball game. And, you know, the kids did some really good things. We just, again, like we said, there's certain things that we just have to get better at.
You've been playing some tough teams, big schools, Madison area and whatnot. I know you were in a tournament over the weekend as well, but you don't back off on the non-conference schedule, Jane.
No, I do not, because I feel like if we're going to put some time in to play non-conference games, I want to play teams that are going to help make us better and help find out, you know, where our weaknesses are and where the flaws are so that we can fix them and make ourselves the best we can be when the tournament time rolls around at the end of the year.
Looking at your opponent coming up here this week as you get into the next conference game, Richland Center, what do you know about them?
Well, I do know that they've got some new coaching on board, and they've got a new freshman pitcher in throwing for them. So the kids have always been able to hit the ball, you know, from Richland Center. So that's going to be something that we know about. We know a little bit about the young pitcher that they have, and we'll prepare the best we can. But, you know, we play ball games Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday this week, so there's not a whole lot of prep time.
Who are you looking at as your leaders this year, Jane?
Well, I think we've got a nice group of five seniors back for us this year, you know, with the Davini girl and Makarowski, Lydia Willoughby, Tessa Schluter, Mackenzie Woodhouse is a new ball player for us. She's a very quiet young lady, but she will lead through the examples that she sets. I also see a couple juniors really stepping up in Brooklyn Stokes and Ella Hillebrand this year, so hopefully they can step up and take on some of the leadership roles for us.
River Valley girls coach Jane Briel on the pregame show.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to local sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
Welcome to Richland Center. We are set for softball action tonight just before 5 o'clock, and teams will be introduced to the folks that have gathered here. Many, many fans staying in their vehicles until right at game time. It's a very windy day and a very frigid day. We'll tell you more about the game coming up in a moment following this timeout. You're listening to High School Softball from WRCO Sports.
At Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they're bringing the old with the new, like Oliver Tractors and Holton Trumpets united. Forget the old rusty notes. They're here to jazz up your water game. So if your well water is feeling a bit out of tune, call the Water Maestros at Advanced Pump and Well. Don't let your well be a solo act. Visit Advanced Pump and Well, where laughter and water flow freely.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family can have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams.
Contact Michael Olson, agent, or Melanie Olson, office manager at Michael Olson Agency, LLC at 608-588-7200 today.
Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
American Family Insurance.
Does your employer offer 6 weeks of paid time off in your first year? Rockwell Automation does. How about a $2,500 sign-on bonus? A 401k with company match? Annual bonuses for all employees? Rockwell offers all that and more, including paid parental leave, tuition reimbursement, unlimited referral bonuses, and endless growth opportunities. This isn't your typical manufacturing job. It's a great place to work because of the great people who work there. Join the